Hello, you are listening to KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio, and Local Motion, our weekly public affairs show. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. On this edition of Local Motion, we'll talk about recycling in Delta County. An influx of new residents to the county, especially in the North Fork Valley, has brought up some questions about how recycling is collected and distributed in the area. Many of these new folks are from larger cities that generally offer a variety of recycling options, and they wonder what resources Delta County offers. Here on Local Motion, KVNF News peels back some of the many layers of the recycling onion here in Delta County. First, on a local municipal level, we spoke with Paonia Interim Town Administrator Corinne Ferguson, asking her first if the town collects recycling along with residents' garbage.
The town doesn't pick up recycling. It's something that we're investigating as we're looking at updating the master plan. And what we found is that currently Delta County is discussing discontinuing the recycling that they offer at the transfer station. And the only other entity that offers recycling is Double J. Double J does not offer recycling to our area. You can go to Double J disposal, but it is a self-sort, so you have to sort the recycling yourself. That's something that the town has found would be pretty cost prohibitive for us to be able to collect and then manually sort all of the recycling that we have the potential to collect here in Paonia.
And so if they did stop funding that program, would it just be people could still pay, they just have to pay?
Right. I'm not sure how they're planning to address that, whether they're going to stop funding it and discontinue collection and sorting entirely, or if they would allow people to pay into to continue to recycle. That's an interesting question, and I'd be interested to see how that's going to impact the private companies that have started, even locally, like Rice and Burns Recycling, that are offering recycling here to people individually in town.
So there are other options other than Double J for recycling.
Yes, there are private people who started private businesses within the area that will collect it, and then they take it and sort it and distribute it.
If there's a bunch of plastic bottles in the trash, or you just throw it into the garbage?
It goes to the landfill at this time. Well, and that's the thing, too. We've, during the water situation, when we had the bins out here that were specific to plastic, what we found out from Double J and from the other trash from Roberts Enterprises and other areas is that as soon as you meet a certain threshold of people throwing non-recyclables in it, they don't sort it either. It all goes to the landfill.
That was Paonia Interim Town Administrator Corinne Ferguson, and you are listening to Local Motion on KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio. In this edition of Local Motion, we're talking about recycling in Delta County. Corinne Ferguson reported that the town of Paonia does not collect recycling, citing cost prohibitive issues. Much of the recyclable materials in the area end up going to the landfill along with the garbage. Ferguson also mentioned that the Delta County Commissioners are discussing ending the county's pilot program that subsidizes recycling for North Fork residents at the transfer station east of Hotchkiss. To find out more about that, KVNF News went out to Back River Road and visited the North Fork Trash Transfer Station. And then show me over here. This is the recycling you said over here?
Yes.
And these are broken up into, let's see, cardboard?
Cardboard, glass, paper, and a commingled bin that's plastic 1-7, steel cans, and aluminum cans.
That was John from Cedar Edge, who has been a 9-year employee of Delta County working at the transfer station. He told KVNF News that recycling is free at the transfer station for North Fork residents.
So people can just bring their recycling out here at no charge?
Yes.
And these are the ones that are picked up by Double J?
Yes.
And how often are those filled up and unloaded, would you say?
The cardboard and the commingled about once a week, the paper about every other week, and the glass about every third week.
And I am surprised to hear that it's at no expense, because someone has to pay for that somewhere along the line, right?
The county's been picking up the expense so far. It's a pilot program, and so I'm not sure where it's at now.
The recycling is a pilot program. How long has that been going on?
Well, these bins have been here, I think, 8 or 9 years. But before that, the county had a trailer that they took one day a month to Paonia, Crawford, one day a month here, one day a month in Cedar Edge, and one day a month in Delta. But that didn't work. It wasn't working out very well, so they went to this style of recycling.
Have you ever seen it just at a point where it gets so full that you got to call up the truck and get them out here right now?
Well, we have, but that's why they've started to do the commingled and the cardboard once a week to kind of fit their schedule too, and that makes it a little easier.
And you mentioned that the recycling is on a pilot program. How much longer does that have?
Well, so far it's they're still going on. I know they talk about stuff like that at their meetings. So materials, the price has gone down quite a bit in the last few years. You know, a lot of the plastics used to go to China, and there's just not markets, especially locally here, that use that type of material. There was a guy last week that was inquiring about a certain kind of plastic he was making beams out of it. So what we need, probably more industry like that in locally, in Montrose or Delta, or even Paonia, Hotchkiss, anybody that can use that material, maybe put some people to work.
That was John from Cedar Edge, who spoke with KVNF News last week out at the North Fork Trash and Transfer Station. Here on this local motion about recycling in Delta County, John talked about the county's pilot program that pays for the cost of recycling at the transfer station. And he also brought up some of the larger issues at play here. Americans got used to shipping their recycling to China and are having a hard time finding other markets. That causes a ripple effect all the way to Delta County. Next, here on Local Motion, KVNF News got both a big picture and a local perspective when we spoke with Double J Disposal and Recycling General Manager Rachel Leonard, who knows a lot about the history of waste disposal and recycling here in Delta County. Double J has been recycling since 2012.
Definitely seeing a lot of influx of people coming from different areas where recycling was already prevalent in their community. So we were hearing from our customers that they were looking for a place to recycle, and the county had already started their pilot recycling program out at the North Fork. So we began looking into ways to just collect it, because coming from the waste management business, we're collectors of waste and we take it to the landfill. So we weren't actually looking at getting into processing the material, but just not having a local option, we ended up putting both feet in and purchasing a building here in Austin where we started a whole recycling center. So we've been working on trying to do curbside routes since 2013, and they're slow going because of the rural nature of our area. Everyone's so spread out, and economically it's just not easy with these big trucks that get 3 miles to the gallon to get everybody's recyclables that way. So we do have a drop-off facility. It is a pay facility. We've been striving to always educate our customers on the fact that recycling is not a free service, because it takes 5 times more resources and labor, and it's much more involved than just hauling something to the dump. So we've always charged to drop-off, and we ask our customers to bring their material in pre-sorted and cleaned. And that also gives us an opportunity to kind of educate one-on-one with each customer what is and is not recyclable in our area. Just because something has a recycling symbol on it doesn't mean that it can just go in the bale with everything else and go to the plant to be turned into new material. Some of it has to be handled separately. Like, styrofoam is recyclable, but it would take 100 yards of styrofoam uncompacted to make one bale, and just to have that kind of space to hold on to the material is difficult.
in the waste management industry, why is recycling so labor intensive and so expensive?
So when you pick up garbage, you empty a can, you compact it in the truck, you dump it off at the landfill. You got maximum two guys, one truck, and a route. When you pick up recycling, it all has to be either sorted on route on the truck or brought back to a facility where it's hand-sorted or sorted by very, very expensive machines before it can then be put into a baler and compacted into a way that is feasible to ship at long distances. Plastic has so much air weight that you need to be able to pack it into a bale of 800 pounds to get enough on a truck to get it to the mill because, you know, freight costs are being so expensive. So you've got all the labor involved of the picking it up just like garbage, but then you've got to sort it, bale it, store those bales, load those bales onto a truck, organize the freight of it, make sure it gets to a mill. There's just a whole lot more logistics. And recycling is such an international thing, you know. When we deal with waste management here, we deal with our local landfill and our local customers, and everything's pretty much contained in the county. But when it comes to recycling, I was sending stuff, you know, to China, to Indiana, to all over the world. And so that is all tied into the market of it. I'm no longer just dealing with my corner of the world. I'm dealing with the whole world and the global market, and it's a much more complicated animal.
Help me pin down exactly how the process worked out where China was taking a lot of these recyclable materials and they're not now, and that has caused a vacuum. Talk about that for me.
Yeah, so China enacted the green fence, and I want to say it was like in 2014, but you might need to fact check that date, where they said, we're sick of being the world's landfill, because China was very indiscriminate on what they'd take. If you had a recyclable commodity of some sort, we'd send it to China, they'd sort it out and deal with the contaminants and the residuals and just deal with it. Well, China decided they were sick of being the world's landfill. So they started stopping ships at the docks, and if they saw contaminants, they'd turn the ship around and send it back to the Americas, saying, hey, this is dirty, we don't want anything to do with it. So that meant that the recycler was now on the hook for paying the freight to China and back, which became a real expense issue, and people were kind of scared of sending it. And recently, they've just shut down their borders to OCC, old corrugated cardboard, and plastics, and a lot of other things like electronic waste and the like. And next year, they're doing a full shutdown on all fiber. They won't take any paper at all either, so they're shutting their border down. So that meant the domestic mills were flooded with material because the whole nation is recycling. So rather than being paid $100 a ton for cardboard, because there's so much cardboard in the world they can't turn it into new material fast enough, they were paying maybe $5 or $10 a ton. But you still, as the recycler, were responsible for freighting it to the mill to turn it into the new material. So now you were paying to have this stuff shipped or have this stuff recycled. And that's been a real pinch on all of us that are in the recycling business.
That was Double J Disposal and Recycling General Manager Rachel Leonard, who said that recycling is cost prohibitive everywhere, especially with limited international markets for recyclables. Labor costs and additional logistics make recycling much more costly than just garbage. And a fact check, Leonard mentioned the so-called green fence when China first enacted restrictions on recyclables. Those restrictions were put in place in 2013, not 2014, as Leonard said. You are listening to Local Motion on KVNF, and we are talking about recycling in Delta County. Let's get back to our interview with Double J General Manager Rachel Leonard. And if you could, let's come back to Delta County and kind of logistically talk my listeners through. Like, I was at the transfer station yesterday on Back River Road. Suppose someone comes in with a load of recycling and they drop it off there, and then Double J comes and picks it up. Where do they go at that point? Where does the recyclable material go?
So we haul it back to our facility here in Austin at 21358 Austin Road. We take it out of the bins, and then we have employees on site who monitor it for contaminants. Pretty much most of the time the paper bin and the cardboard bin are not too bad. But so they dump it out on the floor. They use a bobcat to loaded into the conveyor that takes it up into the baler and turns it into a bale. And as they're pulling it out of the box, they're looking for anything that would possibly shut down a mill. So if we send a cardboard bale out to a mill to be turned into new cardboard, and there's something inside like a big bunch of plastic, and they don't see it as they start their processing, that'll shut their whole system down for the day, and it's very expensive to try and now fix all the integrated parts. So now I'm going wide again. Let me go back. So we bring it to our facility. We unload it. We sort through it to make sure that it's one material. It gets loaded into the conveyor and turned into a bale where it waits in our facility until we have 20 tons of a certain material when we can call a truck to take it to a mill to be turned into new product.
How much of a percentage of recyclables would you say here in Delta County ends up going to the landfill?
Well, we see a lot of stuff come in that is just not recyclable. Unfortunately, people have dumped dead animals in the commingled bin out of the North Fork. We see a lot of syringes and used diapers. So all of that sort of material is going straight to the landfill. And then anything that along the way that gets contaminated. If a bunch of broken glass ends up in the cardboard, that's something that will reject a whole load of cardboard for us. So if we get a bunch of glass in one bale, the whole load will be sent back. And again, we're responsible for shipping it to them and back to from them, and then now dealing with that contaminated waste and having to throw it away and pay the landfill fees on it. So I'd say the stuff we get brought into our facility, we're at, and on the drop-off side, we're at like less than 2% contaminant and residual waste. But the stuff we see from the North Fork, because it's not monitored, there's not someone there saying, hey, this syringe, while it is made of metal and plastic, is not recyclable, we probably have a much higher rate of contamination. I'd say probably close to 20% of the material that's just being put in the bin is just not recyclable material.
And I have a question about the landfill itself. Where is it? How long have you been using it? And is there a potential that the landfill will run out of space?
So the landfill is also here in Austin on Trap Club Road. We've been using it since we've been in business for 30 years. As of October, we've been hauling waste. They just put in a new cell, I think, 2 years ago. They do have an awful lot of land out there, and it's not infringing on residential property. So it's not like the neighbors are up in arms saying, don't expand the landfill because you're infringing on my land or dragging down my home price. They do have, you know, probably 100 years worth of space out there. The problem with it is the cost to build a new cell because of all the EPA regulations and everything they need to do to make sure that the waste doesn't enter the groundwater and all the gases that are emitted are safely emitted and stuff like that is millions of dollars. So while they could continue to expand for 100 years, it becomes so cost prohibitive that eventually the price for everyone to throw their stuff in the landfill will be so expensive that we worry people will just start illegally dumping it in the dobies because it's just large tracts of unmonitored lands of dirt. And you worry people will not do the right thing because if it becomes $100 a ton to throw your waste away, some people just can't afford that.
And you mentioned the Dobies. I live out here just like all of our listeners do, and I've been to the Dobies and have seen quite a lot of trash dumped out there. Do you have any way to estimate how many people or how much garbage gets used out there or thrown away out there?
Because it's such a large lot of land, we don't know. We partnered with a local club this summer called the High Mountain Wheelers, as well as the BLM, to try and do a landfill area cleanup. We set 4 roll-offs out, and they had volunteers kind of come and pick up the dumped couches and the dumped TVs and that nature of things to try and clean up just a small percentage of it. And like I said, we filled 4 20-yard roll-offs in a day. And like I said, I think that just scratched the surface. I think if you went a little farther into the hills, you'd probably find a lot more.
It's Local Motion on KVNF. Thanks for joining us. In the final portion of our interview with Double J General Manager Rachel Leonard, we'll hear more about the Delta County Commissioner's plan to stop funding the pilot program at the transfer station. Right now, if you bring out your recycling to that transfer station, you don't have to pay. And the commissioners are talking about ending that program. Has that affected Double J's plans or thoughts? Are you still going to continue to take recycling out of there?
Well, so right now the commissioners pay us a hauling fee to haul the recycling. So for us, we've never taken recycling for free. If the commissioners did start charging out there, it would help them recoup the cost and maintain the program, because right now the whole county is supporting this recycling pilot program for, you know, the North Fork to use. So if they were to start charging individuals that came in with recyclables, it would help subsidize that program and allow them to keep it active. So, I mean, as long as the commissioners are still interested in using Double J and we continue to be awarded the bids for that, we're happy to continue to partner with the local community and handle all the recycling. But it's just a matter of whether or not they can keep it afloat without the income on that side. Because, like I said, with commodities turning as they have, all of our material right now I am shipping at either a cost or at no income. So it costs me 5 times more to process the recycling than the trash. But when I'm paying $100 a ton to have the plastic recycled, this is not something I can sustain without some sort of income. So we've already raised our fees at our drop-off center in June, just trying to keep the system, the program alive. The last thing we want to do is see our recycling program shut down after finally making so many years of headway. When we're seeing those kind of losses, we just have to figure out a way how to keep the lights on and keep the people employed. It'll be interesting to see what comes in the next couple of months and next couple of years as the domestic mills kind of try and take on that extra amount of commodities that have nowhere else to go. And so hopefully we will soon have some outlets that will again start paying us some sort of money for the material. But we're just kind of watching how everything falls to see how we can, you know, keep providing the service for our customers.
And finally, on Local Motion, now that we've heard municipal, local, and professional perspectives on recycling in Delta County, we'll finish the show with thoughts from the Delta County Commissioners. KVNF News spoke with Commissioner Don Supas to find out his perspective on the recycling issue in the North Fork Valley.
It started out as a pilot program. It's actually about 14 years into that pilot program. The county partnered with Double J Disposal on setting up the recycle operation out there in east of Hotchkiss. Flash forward this many years now, and you know, we've decided to look at that again. Naturally, after 14 years of a pilot program, we've got a pretty good idea of what's working, what's not working. And part of I think what they were hoping for when they started this was the fact that we would have some private sector folks get involved in this and start picking up and taking it from there. So right now, currently, you know, the county has a contract with Double J Disposal, and the county pays Double J to take care of all that recyclables that come out of that Hotchkiss transfer station.
And are you, as the commissioners, thinking about just ending that and stopping your arrangement with Double J?
Actually, our hope now is that we can have some private firm take it over. You know, our hope is to not close it down. We'd really like to see it stay operational, but, you know, it's reached that point where, as you probably know, recyclables have not been a very profitable industry throughout the country. You know, the commodity prices for recycled goods have not climbed up there to the point that most recyclable companies can even make money on recycling stuff. So it turns out to be something that has to be subsidized. And so we're trying to find that spot where we can have a private firm come in and take this over, so that, you know, we as the county and the taxpayers aren't competing with private industry that currently does this already up in the North Fork. And also, you know, we've got folks in Delta and Surface Creek that have been paying for their recycling this whole time. Anything I take down for recycling at my house, I take down to Double J, and I pay the fee down to Double J to have it recycled there.
When Delta County citizens, or North Fork citizens really, who use that transfer station, come in and bring their recycling, they do not have to pay a fee. They can just drop it off and leave it.
Correct.
And as you're talking now, as the commissioners are saying, that would end. The residents would then have to pay for the recycling.
That's what we're looking at. Yes, we're looking at it. We're looking at a program that makes it equitable throughout the county.
I know it's kind of a touchy subject in the news, but I do have to ask, has there been consideration of using some of the reserve fund, maybe just to supplement that?
Well, you know, see, the problem with that, the quote-unquote reserve fund that some people in the media and Facebook keep talking about, is they are set up for the individual funds. And our landfill fund, which this is connected to that, our landfill fund is an enterprise fund. So, you know, we have to make sure that we don't spend, you know, too much money out of that landfill fund, because we still have to save money to build the next landfill when that next phase goes into place. So, you know, the Facebook approach of just tap into the reserve, that doesn't fly. And how much longer are we going to continue to subsidize one sector of the community when we're leaving the other three quarters of the community to fend for themselves? One of the other issues we have out there at that transfer site is, you know, we are removing tons and tons of trash out of the not only the recycle bins, but all the area around the recycle bins. And that was one of the things that brought this to attention for us, was staff was having to spend so much time cleaning up the stuff that's just thrown away, the trash that's thrown away into the recycle bins, and then the trash that's just thrown around throughout the area. So, you know, it wasn't just a single phase approach as to why we're looking at doing something different out here at the transfer station. With it being an unsupervised operation, you know, it's not getting the right stuff in the right bins, and it's costing a lot of man hours to get that resorted.
On this edition of Local Motion, we've heard multiple perspectives about recycling in Delta County. KVNF News conducted interviews representing municipal, local, private sector, and government viewpoints. The Delta County Commissioners intend to stop a pilot program that allows users of the North Fork Transfer Station to drop off recyclable materials for free. While the impact of this move won't be clearly manifest for some time, one thing is for certain: recycling in the North Fork Valley is going to cost more. And for many residents, it might end up being more cost-effective and a whole lot easier just to throw it all in the landfill. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.